Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. There's no doubt about it, friends. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. Why, it just has to be. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Now, you know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, no other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Buy the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Buy Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's morning in Rossville, and breakfast time to most newlyweds means coffee perked too long or not long enough, and, of course, burnt toast. But not so to Penny and Johnny Keith. Penny's a good cook. At breakfast this morning, Johnny says to her,
"Now I know why I married you, Penny.
Oh, you
cook.
Do.
These are the best waffles I've ever had."
"Oh, then you better get rid of me and marry Sarah. She made them, darling."
"Uh-huh."
"But I made the coffee."
Oh, no, you don't get me on that one. The bean made the coffee."
"Oh, you're too smart." "Johnny, I'm sorry they're not having breakfast in a place of our own."
"Oh, well, I can wait for a while. This is fun enough for the time being. Anyway, the family more or less disappears for us at breakfast and in the evening."
"No, but when we do have a place, Johnny, Sarah won't fix your breakfast. I will."
"You'll bet your life you will. Won't be able to afford help. I'm going back to being just a plain, everyday, ordinary person this morning."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I'm signing the final papers turning the estate in South Africa over to my cousin. Carter wants me in his office this morning."
"Oh."
"Well, you look disappointed, dear. I told you I was giving it up. The estate, the money, everything."
"Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of that, Johnny. I was kind of hoping you'd go with me."
"Go with you where?"
"To see Mrs. Carlton."
"Oh."
"I thought it might be nice if... Well, I think she'd like to meet you."
Why are you going to see Mrs. Carlton, Penny?"
"Do you have to ask that?"
No, but you ought to ask yourself that question. After all, this is a new life for you, Penny. Why go back? Why bring back all those unpleasant memories?"
"Oh, darling, there aren't unpleasant memories about Barry Carlton."
"No."
"Johnny, I loved him very much. I love his memory. For everything about him was good and clean and fine."
"You know, maybe I better take that back."
"Take what back, darling?"
"Saying I know why you're going to see Mrs. Carlton. Maybe I don't know why after all."
"It's for a very simple reason. I wanted to know about the man I married. I want him to know that he's like a son, fine and good and clean. I wanted to know that I haven't forgotten her loss, which was mine, Johnny. Darling, when Barry died, she lost someone she loved, and I did too."
"But I make up for that loss in some small way, don't I?"
"You make up for it completely, completely and thoroughly. But there's still a bond between Mrs. Carlton and me. I owe her this visit this morning."
"Mm. Well, must it be this morning?"
"Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be an announcement of the wedding in the paper this afternoon. And I want to see her and tell her all about it before she reads it. Johnny, she'll think that I've forgotten all about her."
"Yes, I understand, Penny. But does it have to be this morning? What about this afternoon?"
"Can't you go this morning?"
No. Those papers have to be in the mail by noon. Some legal hodgepodge that I don't understand. And I'll be busy from 9 until they're in the mail."
"Well, then I'll have to go alone, I guess. I phoned Mrs. Carlton and made an appointment. She can only see me this morning. She's not well, you know."
"Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that."
"Well, maybe you can go with me some other time."
"Sure."
"All right."
"Sure, I will. Maybe you'd better warn her, though, that I really don't come up to her son in any respect."
"Oh, darling, you do. In every respect, in every way. I loved him, Johnny, but I love you. And if I were asked to tell which of you I love the more, I wouldn't know what to say. Good morning, Mrs. Carlton.
Henry, my child, come in. It's so good to see you.
I'm sorry I haven't been in to see you in such a long time.
Not since the opening of the community center. I see in the papers where there are a great many regular activities at the center these days.
There's a great many. The youngsters love it.
I'm sure they do. I had a lovely note the other day from that adorable little Hazel Peters.
Oh, well, that was nice of her.
I don't know where it is. I'd read it to you. It was all about Barry and how the children of Rossville will always remember him and be grateful to his mother and to the girl who wanted to marry him. Well, I'll read it to you another time. Sit down, my dear.
Thank you. Why, you're looking well.
I should. I spend a fortune on myself. But money won't buy health and make a face that's 70 look a day under 69.
No, you look well under 69.
If I do, I'm fooling no one. I'm still over 70. Now let me look at you.
All right.
I've never seen you look better. My child, those scars on your face are almost gone. It's hard to believe you were ever in that automobile accident.
I'll never forget that I was, though.
You must forget it. Everything about it must be put out of your mind and your memory forever.
I don't think about it very often.
Don't think about it at all. It's something that's over and done with. Oh, do you like the picture of Barry I have on my desk?
Well, Mrs. Carlton, I've never seen that picture before.
No, I don't think you have. It's the last one taken. I didn't know about it until long after he died. It was in some of his things he brought with him from the city, that time after you got him out of trouble. He never opened the case through in, just put it in a closet. One of the servants found it.
He's very handsome.
He is, just like his father. They were both handsome, both Carltons. Handsome, promising, but ill-fated.
Oh, I often wish that we'd never...
I think we've talked enough of that, don't you?
Maybe.
I think too much about him, too much of the past. But that's because I'm a silly old woman, I suppose. I think of you a lot, though, and have more pleasant thoughts.
I'm very flattered.
I do. I think of you often. And just the other evening, I was thinking of to myself that Penny Gibbs ought to be married.
Well, Mrs. Carlton, the reason I called you this morning was to...
Now, don't change the subject, my child. I think you should be married. I know that there are many fine young men who would be happy to marry you, and who would make you as happy as Barry. Perhaps even happier.
Mrs. Carlton, let me tell you why I'm here.
You surely intend to marry, don't you?
Yes. And so that you wouldn't just read about it in the afternoon papers. I came to tell you myself. I am married.
I might have known there was an explanation for the soft look in your eyes. Even an old woman can recognize young love.
Well, ours isn't quite young love anymore, Mrs. Carlton.
Young enough. Who is the young man?
Johnny Keith. You really love him. He's everything Barry was.
He would have to be, or you wouldn't love him, which I'm sure you do.
Oh, I do very much.
You've known him a long time.
Since I was a child.
Oh, all that length of time? I think perhaps I know now why things have happened as they have. God looks over us and moves us in the strangest ways. We think we choose each other, but we don't. God chooses those of us he knows should be together and separates those of us when it is best that we be apart.
You don't think I've been disloyal, then?
Disloyal, my child? No thought such as that would even enter my head, because there is no such thing as disloyalty in your heart. My blessings on you both. And bring the young man to see me one of these days.
Thank you, I will.
You're staying in Rossville, you and your husband?
Yes, Johnny worked for my foster father last year. Now they're going to be partners.
I wish him the best in everything. And to you, my darling. You're a daughter to me, you know.
Yes, I'm very grateful.
To you, my darling, all the happiness that love can bring. And may the blessings of marriage be yours forever.
That's my prayer, too, Mrs. Carlton.
It is a prayer. Now, I suppose you'll be going.
Well, I'd like to stay longer, but I know that you'd rather I wouldn't.
My doctor will scold me if he finds out you visited for too long a time. Goodbye until next time.
Goodbye. And next time will be soon.
Oh, would you hand me Barry's picture, the one over there on the desk? I like to hold it and look at it after seeing you.
Yes, of course I will. Here you are.
Thank you, my child. My best to your young husband, and assure him he has my blessings.
I most certainly will. Bye.
Goodbye, my child.
Click of a pen, I made myself a poor man again.
Oh, well, how did you sign your name, Johnny? With an X?
But of course. I ain't had no book learning, gal.
Oh, darling.
Nice to hear you call me, darling.
Why?
Oh, because it reminds me that there's no uncertainty now. Nothing to wish for longingly, hopelessly. I have what I want. It's mine.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, am I all you want?
Well, can a guy have any more?
You gave up an awful lot more.
I gave up absolutely nothing. Can a man put his arms around a 1,000-acre estate? Can a man make love to a bank account?
No, but a bank account can do a lot more for you than I can.
Sure, sure. Buy me a car, a house with a swimming pool and so on. But you know something?
Know what?
I'd rather have you.
Oh, I'm glad, Johnny. I wouldn't want you to prefer all those things to me.
Well, no man in his right mind would.
But are you really in your right mind?
Do you want to know the truth?
Yes, I do.
I'm crazy.
I thought so.
About you.
Then we're both candidates for straitjackets. Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, I'm glad you gave up your inheritance for me because I am glad, but are you really?
Well, I gave it up, didn't I?
Yes, because you couldn't have both of us.
Oh, I might have managed that if the inheritance mattered.
Didn't it matter at all?
Mm-mm, not the least bit. That's why I really didn't give up anything. I merely got rid of something that I didn't want.
You won't be sorry if you did, will you?
Mm-mm, no, I don't think so. You're not planning on making me sorry, are you?
No, does this make you sorry?
Does what make me...
That, darling.
I didn't like that, Penny, so I'll have to give it right back.
Oh, Johnny, don't ever let me make you sorry. Never, Johnny, never, never, never.
So Johnny Keith has definitely given up his inheritance to stay in Rossville with his wife. Why is Penny so fearful that Johnny will someday be sorry? And will Mrs. Carlton's blessings on their marriage bring them the happiness they deserve? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, naturally, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. It's like this. Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Since this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat, less waste. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Friends, remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And you can buy it only at your Kroger store. Remember, too, at your Kroger store, you get more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.